Like it or not, social media is an intrinsic part of our lives today, from viral memes on Facebook and Instagram to presidential tweets. And Broadway is not sitting on the sidelines. Shows are increasingly using social media as a marketing tool. Jeff London has the story.
525,600 minutes, 525,000 moments.
When Rent opened in 1996, the internet was basically AOL.
I believe that Rent was as much of a hit and as hot as Hamilton was when it premiered now.
Mike Carnes is founder and CEO of Marathon Digital, a firm exclusively devoted to social media marketing of Broadway shows on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook.
The difference was that when you left Rent, you could pick up the phone and call a few of your friends. You could maybe see people at lunch, and that was the way that word of mouth spread. With Hamilton, you could walk out of seeing that show and in 15 seconds tell 500 to 50,000 of the people that you're connected to about how much you loved this thing.
The 30-year-old entrepreneur created social media for Hamilton. As the show exploded, he realized that Broadway wasn't making the most of this powerful marketing tool.
I recognized that there was an opportunity to tell stories that were being told on stage or around the stage on social media in a way to engage fans, to cultivate a community.
His staff knows that community firsthand. They're all younger than he is.
So this is sort of the bullpen area where the entire team works. So, hey guys.
Carnes and his team of 14 retweet fan posts, put up pictures of celebrities visiting backstage, and they shoot their own behind-the-scenes videos.
Act one done. Now I stand here and get water. I'm on Jordan Ross' Instagram page, you guys.
Carnes says fans love it.
We're educating them about how these things are made, these massive undertakings. Makes them excited and makes them feel as though they're a part of it.
And the trick to convincing them is being, and this is a word that everyone in social media marketing uses, authentic.
You can't manufacture it.
Mara Isaacs is lead producer of the hit musical Hadestown.
The way I've seen it work or not work is when whoever is handling the social media is speaking with an authentic voice on behalf of the artists or the production, and you can tell when something feels kind of Broadwayized and they're just trying to make it a sales tool.
23-year-old Chelsea McKay follows this stuff religiously on theater social media accounts and websites. She lives in Ottawa, Canada, and comes to New York twice a year to see as many Broadway shows as she can afford. She's followed Hamilton and its original stars, Lin-Manuel Miranda and Leslie Odom Jr., from the start.
I like the stuff that feels human. I think back to, you know, a tweet from Leslie Odom Jr. that says, "Lin decided the show needed a little bit more swearing tonight." And you see Lin replying to it and he's saying, "The line was sully my good name, not sully my damn name."
Broadway's demographics are shifting. A quarter of the audience is now under 25, says Charlotte St. Martin, president of the Broadway League, the organization of producers and theater owners. She says social media amplifies a traditional ad agency campaign.
You used to have an idea, then you'd go to the agency, then they'd create it, then you'd have to get it up. We can do that in 2 hours versus 2 weeks.
And producer Jennifer Ashley Tepper says her teenage sci-fi musical Be More Chill wouldn't even be on Broadway if it wasn't for social media. The cast album has been streamed over 300,000 times. The show sold out off-Broadway and moved to Broadway. Tepper says a show's social media presence is not just about today.
Social media is there to get people excited to see the show, whether they're going to buy a ticket tomorrow or in 2 years after they've been following the show. It's both short-term and long-term, but it's also to keep people excited.
Both Jennifer Ashley Tepper and Hadestown producer Mara Isaacs say that social media represents a fairly small portion of their traditional advertising budget. Television, radio and print ads, posters on subways and buses. But social media allows them to customize content for each platform. Facebook skews older. Instagram skews younger. Still, Mike Carnes of Marathon Digital cautions.
I always try to say to producers when we're considering going on to a project, listen, if your show is not successful, social media is not going to change its level of success.
It still all boils down to word of mouth. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.